We're proud to be sponsored by MyFlex Learning. MyFlex Learning is a scheduling platform that helps middle and high schools meet the individual needs of all students. Schools can easily create and manage time for flex blocks, win time, activity periods, RTI, counselor and teacher appointments, and much more. And with its built-in accountability tool and reporting features, MyFlex Learning solves your challenges around getting kids where they need to be and understanding how flex time is spent. Make your flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/B to learn more and receive $500 off the first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.
Every child deserves a team. That's the belief behind Jigsaw Learning, a proud sponsor of the B Podcast Network. And it's why the company, founded by educators Curtis and Lorna Hewson, focuses on ensuring success for all learners through collaborative response, an approach in which every child is supported by a team. Through customized professional learning that incorporates workshops, leadership development, online learning opportunities, and more, Jigsaw Learning can guide you every step of the way to create a plan to maximize the collective capacity in your schools. Learn more at jigsawlearning.ca.
Hey, Dr. Chris Jones here, and welcome to A Scene to Lead Short. These episodes are designed to give you a little boost, something to reflect on, and some tools to help you increase your ability to effectively support, engage, and empower not just yourself, but those around you through intentional practices so that you create an environment where everyone, but especially you, reaches their greatest level of success. Let's get to getting better. How many times have you had to take out the trash in your life? Now, I bet a lot of you were thinking that time that the trash is kind of overflowing and you got to push it back down on the bag. But eventually the bag gets full. You have to pull that thing out and you have to go outside and take out the trash. But what if I wasn't talking about the literal taking out the trash, but instead figuratively taking out the trash in our lives? Hey everyone, Dr. Jones this week, and I want to talk to you about what we do to ourselves mentally and how it often trumps what we're trying to do physically. And now when I say physically, I don't necessarily mean working out, but I mean goal setting and moving forward in our track to success. So think about this, taking out the trash, right? You look at the trash and it's overflowing. Sometimes it kind of looks like a balancing act. And so what you do is you go by and you push it down. Think of all those negative interactions, those negative things that happen to you in life, and how sometimes they seem like they're overflowing until you push them down. And they go away for a little while, much like the trash barrel is now only half full instead of overflowing. But then more negative things happen, more trash comes into your life, whether it's from the people that you surround yourselves with, the situations that you put yourself in, or just poor decision-making on your part. Look, we all do it. It all happens. And so that trash barrel fills up again. Well, now we try to stuff it down, but it's full. So really, how much more trash can we put in that barrel before, one, it doesn't fill up anymore and it flows out all over the place and makes everything around us trash and sloppy? Or even worse, we push it down, push it down, push it down, and the bag breaks. We break because we can't take it anymore. So how do we handle that? Well, the first thing we do is we try to reduce our trash. Now, all the environmentalists are going to love that I said that. The recyclists are going to love that I said that. However, think about it. If you can keep from negative things coming into your life or separate them and look at them in a positive light, well, they're not so much trash. And I'm talking even the smallest things such as negative talk. Start there with small steps. Use positive talk and you have a little less trash in your head and in your life. So then you don't fill that bag up so fast. You don't fill yourself up so fast with trash. However, why don't you think about emptying the whole thing before it overflows or before it bursts open? Why don't you think about getting rid of the negativity in your life, be it through small steps, be it through one giant step, before it overflows and takes its toll, manifests itself in everything else you try to do, whether you're setting goals, whether you're trying to do something physically, whether you're trying to help others. You can't if it's full of trash. So that's the challenge this week. I want you to take the trash out. I want you to, yes, realize that every once in a while you have to stuff it down, but don't continue to stuff it down. Take it out early and often so you can keep yourself empty of all that trash and become a better person for it. Become a more positive person, a more grateful person. And just wait to see how that affects everything around you, everyone around you, and especially your goals and your growth into a more successful person. Quite honestly, the most successful person you can be. That's all I got for this week. Thanks for listening. I never take it for granted. And remember, as always, be purposeful, act with integrity, and continue to build your character. You have a great week.
Like I said, be purposeful. So be sure to take action on something you heard here today. Again, thanks for listening to the Seeing to Lead podcast. Connect with me at drchrissj@gmail.com or catch me on all the socials by visiting my link tree, Dr. C.S. Jones. That's linktr.ee/drcsjones. Now, go have a successful week.
And now a quick word from our sponsor, Jigsaw Learning. Whether you lead at the school, district, or division level, you're serving a wide array of students, and you know that no one person has all the answers when it comes to meeting each of their needs. That's why Jigsaw Learning helps leaders and their staff and faculty to develop a collaborative approach. Every child deserves a team, and when you put together the pieces of effective collaboration, you can realize that team's full potential. Connection, relationships, and authentic collaboration are at the foundation of Jigsaw Learning's work. Through professional learning presented on-site, online, or a blend of both, Jigsaw's team of experienced learning associates works with you to develop a personalized plan to help collaborative response thrive in your organization. Learn why educators have described working with Jigsaw Learning as powerful, wonderful, and beneficial for all students. Visit jigsawlearning.ca and connect with the team for information. That's jigsawlearning.ca.
There are lots of solutions out there for giving students what they need when they need it. But when do they actually do all those things? You need flexible time. When added into your master schedule, flex time enables students to get extra help or intervention, meet with teachers, make up work, get physical exercise, and try new enrichment offerings. If you're thinking of giving it a try, check out MyFlex Learning, which unlocks the benefits of flex time without the common challenges. Its intuitive design and SIS integration makes implementation and training a breeze. Make your flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/B to learn more and receive $500 off your first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.